All right, so welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Celine.
And last time we were learning about star signs and how they might act when they go on vacation together. So far, do you think it's accurate? Like maybe if you look at your friends or maybe even me?
Well, I think like for Libra, it's totally correct. Yeah, because I'm a little bit like that. Yeah, though I'm not a Libra.
Yeah, your star sign is not a Libra, but maybe like your inner personality, inner star sign is like a Libra.
I think so.
I think for me, I'm an Aries. I'm really like on the go sometimes. If I travel to somewhere nice, I do want to see like the
sights,
or I want to see like something natural instead of wasting my time shopping, because I could just shop anywhere in Taipei.
I know.
Exactly. I could shop online. So for me, it's all right. So it's kind of accurate. Besides that, what do you like to usually do on vacation? Let's see, maybe when your sign shows up, let's try to see if it's true or not.
Yeah. So I'm like Libra when I'm on vacation.
So you're quite easygoing too, right?
Yeah, I'm easygoing.
Okay.
And a little bit like Cancer. Yeah, so a combination of Cancer and Libra.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad. You should be a really easy travel buddy to hang out with. All right, so shall we take a look at the rest of the signs that we didn't mention in day one?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so let's take a look at our article.
Travel the world with your 12 different friends. At night in the hotel.
I chose this hotel because it has free breakfast.
Tourists can always find good deals.
This room needs cleaning again. I'll do it.
Virgo keeps things clean and tidy, even on vacations.
Did anyone forget their toothbrush? I brought another one.
Pisces thinks about other people's needs. After the trip.
I'm not telling you about our next trip yet, but it will be a good one.
Scorpio has lots of happy surprises for you.
I made so many friends during the trip. Look at my Facebook.
Gemini makes new friends very easily.
Ready to climb another mountain? Let's go.
Sagittarius is full of energy.
Word power. Hotel. Hotel. We stayed at a nice hotel during our trip to Taipei. We stayed at a nice hotel during our trip to Taipei. Tidy, tidy. Mom is happy with Ted because his room is tidy. Mom is happy with Ted because his room is tidy. Bring, 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 brought, brought. We're having a picnic on Saturday, so everyone can bring something to share. We're having a picnic on Saturday, so everyone can bring something to share. Climb, climb. Jasmine works out really hard because she hopes to climb Mount Everest one day. Jasmine works out really hard because she hopes to climb Mount Everest one day. All right, so our first scenario says at night in the hotel. Okay, so we've moved on from planning the trip to during the trip to at night at the hotel.
今天一开始呢，我们的场景是晚上在饭店里。那第一个出场的又是什么星座呢
？Okay, we are not sure yet, but let's first take a look at our word pair word hotel. It's spelled H-O-T-E-L, hotel. It's a noun and it means a building where people can pay money to stay, and they probably can have meals as well. So it's your home away from home. So if you're on vacation, you usually can book a hotel to stay at. You can even stay in something called a resort. Or People now use like things like Airbnb as well. Oh. So those things are all kind of counted as a hotel. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, we stayed at a nice hotel during our trip to Taipei. We stayed at a nice hotel during our trip to Taipei.
第一个单字呢是 hotel, 名词，那意思是饭店。刚刚的例句意思就是我们去台北旅行的时候住在一间很棒的饭店。那 hotel 我们常常用的这个连结动词是 stay, 而不是 live 哦，千万不要觉得是 live in the hotel 哦，是 stay at the hotel。那大家如果住过民宿那种呢，那个叫做 B&B, 就是Bed and breakfast, 就是有张床有早餐的意思啦。那大家也可以查查看青年旅社该怎么说哦。
Alright, so next, let's take a look. Taurus says, I chose this hotel because it has free breakfast. And the reason for that is because Taurus can always find good deals.
第一个出场的呢就是金牛座。金牛座说，诶，我选这间饭店的原因呢是它有免费的早餐。这个金牛座的特质呢就是总是可以捡到便宜耶。
Yeah, when you find a good deal, it just means you probably get something at a really good price. So, staying at the hotel gives them free breakfast, and that's actually a good deal, because sometimes you have to pay for it.
Yeah, 这个 good deal 在这边呢就是买到划算的东西捡到便宜的意思。金牛座真的很会精打细算的。
They're very good at that, I agree. Next, Virgo says, this room needs cleaning again. I'll do it.
Oh, really? They would do that? 好，文章里的 Virgo 处女座说，诶，这间房间又需要清扫了，我来。
Okay, why do they want to do that? Well, because Virgo keeps things clean and tidy even on vacations.
处女座的小特质大家应该都知道，就是非常的有条不紊，比较龟毛一点啦。所以文章就说，处女座会把一切都维持的干净又整洁，即使是在度假的时候哦。
Even on vacation, I like to keep things tidy, so tiring.
I can't do that.
I can't either. That's why you're on vacation, you call room service.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's take a look at the word tidy. Tidy is our word pair word. It's spelled T-I-D-Y, tidy. This adjective means clean and organized, it's not messy. So for example, we can say, Mom is happy with Ted because his room is tidy.Mom is happy with Ted because his room is tidy.
Yeah, I wish I can make my mom happy like that. Okay, 我们来到第二个 word power word. Tidy 是形容词，意思是整齐的。那第一句的意思呢，就是 Ted 的妈妈对他很满意，因为他的房间很整齐哦。Be happy with somebody 就是对某人满意的意思。那 tidy 可以形容事物，像是房间，也可以形容人爱整洁。Somebody is tidy 就在想说某人爱整洁啦。
So hearing from that, I think you are...
you are what?
The opposite of tidy?
Yeah, I'm totally a messy person.
Okay.
Yeah, I really need to learn to keep my room clean and tidy.
But you know what? They say that people who have messy desks or rooms are actually geniuses. So,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, glad to know it.
Yeah, so you're just a genius. It's okay.
But I'm so happy.
Yeah, but I know that Virgo likes things really perfect. I think it's also kind of an OCD as well. So this word just means, it's a really long word. It means obsessive compulsive disorder. So it's a kind of like a, not really an illness, but then it means that this person has to do things in a very specific way, or else they will feel very uncomfortable.
Okay, OCD, 大家知道吗？它其实呢就是强迫症啦。嘿，很多处女座都爱干净到好像有强迫症的情节哦。
Yeah, a little bit. Alright, so next, let's take a look. Pisces says, did anyone forget their toothbrush? I brought another one. Now, toothbrush is, of course, the thing we use to clean your teeth.
Okay, 这个 Pisces 就是双鱼座，他超有趣的。他说，有人忘记带牙刷吗？我多带了一支。他们是小叮当吗?
I know. Do they have things that they bring out of their little pockets? What else have they got there? Well, let's first take a look at the word bring. It's spelled B-R-I-N-G, bring. This verb means to come with something or come with something or someone to a place. Now, for example, we now know that we have a lot of trash and that we are trying to cut down on trash to save the earth. So now, many people try to bring their own plastic bags or just a bag or chopsticks instead of always using new ones. Or if you want to save money or you want to be healthy, you can also bring your own lunch to school or to work. So let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, we're having a picnic on Saturday so everyone can bring something to share. We're having a picnic on Saturday so everyone can bring something to share.
Bring 呢这个意思这个动词意思呢是带来。我们可以注意一下它的三态是bring, brought, brought. Now, we are having a picnic on Saturday. 意思就是说我们要星期六要去野餐。所以大家可以带一些东西来分享哦。
So Pisces is not Doraemon, but it says here Pisces thinks about other people's needs. Now, when we talk about needs, it's the thing or things a person has to have or want. And usually this is done because, you know, you need these things in order to survive. So if we talk about our needs as humans, we're talking about things like food, water, and a home. But Pisces is very, very thoughtful. He thinks about other people's needs. So you might need to brush your teeth or you might need to wash your hair or something. Pisces has that all covered for you.
Oh, so much love.
I know.
双鱼座真的超有爱的，他会想到其他人的需求。那这边的 need 加了 s， 但它可不是第三人称单数动词哦，它是名词，意思是基本的一些需求。那常常会用复数型出现 needs。
All right, so let's take a look at the scenario after the trip.
OK, 我们现在来看看旅程结束后，不同的星座又会有什么不同的话要说嘞。
Okay, well, Scorpio will say, I'm not telling you about our next trip yet, but it will be a good one. And that's because Scorpio has lots of happy surprises for you. So they're kind of like Aquarius, too. Like, they like to surprise people.
In an unexpected way.
Yeah, maybe.
I think more than...More unexpected than Aquarius.
Probably. I don't have many Scorpio friends, so I'm not too sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scorpio, 天蝎座呢，他们说，我还不要告诉你关于我们下回旅程的事，但是肯定会很好玩哦。这个天蝎座也太妙了，他们才刚回来就马上想好下一次的旅程了。那这个 yet 在这边指的就是表达还不要做某件事情哦。那天蝎座的特质呢，就是会帮你准备很多令人开心的惊喜。
Next we have Gemini. Gemini says, I made so many friends during the trip. Look at my Facebook. And that's because Gemini makes new friends very easily. So, we can describe a person who makes new friends very easily, just a people person. So I think it sounds like someone I know or some people that I know.
Okay. Oh, 终于说到双子座 Gemini 了。没错，就是我。OK, 双子座说呢，我在旅途中交到好多朋友哦。你看我的脸书。这个双子座的特质呢，就是很容易交到新朋友。Make friends, 这个片语呢，就是交朋友的意思哦。
That's right, I really agree. Like, you're very easy to talk to, and you're very open. It's easy for you to make friends. You are a people person.
Yeah, I'm open-minded.
Yes, very open-minded. I like that. All right, next, let's take a look. Sagittarius says, ready to climb another mountain?Let's go.
Wow,
wow. Wow.
射手座呢, Sagittarius.又怎么说呢？他说：“准备好要爬另外一座山了吗？我们走！”
Wow,
so energetic.
I know, very energetic. Sagittarius uses the word climb. Now, climb is our word pair word. It's spelled C-L-I-M-B, climb. This verb means to move up or go up something using your feet or hands. Now, usually we climb things like mountains, trees, or ladders, and you always climb to go to a higher place. For example, we can say Jasmine.Works out really hard because she hopes to climb Mount Everest one day. Jasmine works out really hard because she hopes to climb Mount Everest one day. Whoa.
She must be a Sagittarius too.
I think so.
Okay, 接下来最后一个 word power word, climb, 这个动词呢意思是攀爬，那通常是讲这个手脚并用的动作，像是爬树这个动作呢像 climb a tree, 例句呢意思就是
Jasmine 努力的健身，因为她希望有一天可以去爬圣母峰，就是 Mount Everest。 要记得这个 climb 的 B 是不发音的，只要发出嗯的音就好了。要提醒大家，如果你是去家里附近的山走一走，轻松愉快啊，那就叫做 hike。 那如果是 climb the mountains, 那就是像是爬玉山那种比较辛苦的登山活动啦。
Sounds very tiring.
Yeah.
All right, so the reason for that is because, like we said, Sagittarius is full of energy. When you're full of, it just means you have a lot of. And what do they have? They have a lot of energy, which means they have a lot of strength to do things.
射手座啊，就是充满了活力。Energy 呢，就是活力、能量的意思。Be full of something.就是充满什么的意思咯。 Now let's go to Magic Box and stay tuned for our review time.
Magic Box 找亮点。
Hello, 大家好，我是 Casey。前几天我们家的大扫除，我弟就跟我说 I cleaned the windows this morning, so now they look very clean.I cleaned the windows this morning, so now they look very clean. 我早上清洗了窗户，所以他们现在看起来非常的干净。大家有听出刚刚的句子里面 clean 这个字是重复的吗？没有错， clean 可以作为动词使用，意思是清洁或是把什么东西弄干净。举个例子来说， You should always clean your teeth after meals. You should always clean your teeth after meals.三餐后你都应该要清洁牙齿。或者是 The killer cleaned his fingerprints off the gun. The killer cleaned his fingerprints off the gun. 凶手把枪上面的指纹给清理干净。这边的 clean something off, O-F-F, 是洗掉或者是 清掉的意思。而作为形容词呢， clean 则是干净不受污染的意思。像是 clean air or clean water 等等都可以使用这个字哦。举个例子来说 I like to keep my room clean and tidy. I like to keep my room clean and tidy. 我喜欢保持我的房间整齐干净。另外呢，如果看到 clean 后面加上 ing 变成 cleaning, 则是转变成名词来使用，意思是打扫清洗的意思。像是 It's your turn to do the cleaning. It's your turn to do the cleaning. 轮到你来打扫了。最后补充一个跟 clean 长得很像的字 clear, C-L-E-A-R. clear 它当动词呢，有把东西弄得干净或者是疏通净化的意思。举个例子 It took several hours to clear the road after the accident. It took several hours to clear the road after the accident. 这场车祸后花了好几个小时才把道路给疏通。Clear 它也可以作为形容词来形容天气晴朗或者是纯净透明的样子，像是 You can see the mountains from here on a clear day. You can see the mountains from here on a clear day. 天气晴朗的时候，你可以从这边看见山脉。Clean 跟 clear 这两个字的意义上有点相似，但又不能完全的替换，大家在使用上要注意哦。说了这么多，来考考你们。我三个月没有回家了，所以我的房间需要立刻打扫。这句话的英文该怎么翻译呢？ I haven't been home for 3 months, so... 看看你能不能完整这句话哦。The answer is... I haven't been home for 3 months, so my room needs cleaning right now. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Alright, so welcome to our review time. Today we're going to give you guys a definition and you guys have to spell and guess the word. So, two things that you need to do. Okay. Alright, so, are you ready for the first one?
Yeah,
Try to beat me or Celine in guessing.
Are you ready?
Yeah, are you guys ready?Alright, this means to go up to a higher place, and usually we, do things to mountains, trees, ladders. So what word is this?
Well,
can you guys guess it?
Can you guess it? Or you want me to guess it?
Or you want Celine to win?
Okay.
What word is it?
It must be climb.
That's right. Now, how do we spell climb?
Well, C-L-I-M, and don't forget B.
That's right. Even though we don't really have to pronounce it. It still spells C-L-I-M-B, climb.
Yeah.
All right, so Celine's turn and my turn to guess, and you guys have to beat me.
Okay, so this one, very clean and organized, and it's not messy at
all. Tidy.
Well, you're so smart, and you're so quick.
I know.
Did you guys have to spell it?
Okay, tidy. T-I-D-Y, tidy. Okay, next one. This means to take something with you. So you can take your lunch with you, you can take chopsticks with you outside.
Uh-huh.
You can take your lunch to work.
Well, bring.
Yep.
Am I right? Okay, B-R-I-N-G.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. And the last one. Let's see if you guys can beat me.
So, it's a place.
Okay.
And where people pay to stay there.
Oh. Hotel.
Yeah,
I know this. Hotel.
Yeah.
Hotel is spelled H-O-T-E-L. Hotel.
Yeah.
So did you guys get that right? Not B&B. Well, B&B can be counted as a type of hotel or type of place to stay. But our word power word is hotel. So H-O-T-E-L. All right. So did you guys get all the words correct? Did you beat any of us? Were we too slow? I'm not sure. I think I was pretty fast.
All right. Slow.
All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoyed the article, and we'll see you guys soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Travel the world with your 12 different friends. At night in the hotel.
I chose this hotel because it has free breakfast.
Tourists can always find good deals.
This room needs cleaning again. I'll do it.
Virgo keeps things clean and tidy, even on vacations.
Did anyone forget their toothbrush? I brought another one.
Pisces thinks about other people's needs. After the trip.
I'm not telling you about our next trip yet, but it will be a good one.
Scorpio has lots of happy surprises for you.
I made so many friends during the trip. Look at my Facebook.
Gemini makes new friends very easily.
Ready to climb another mountain? Let's go.
Sagittarius is full of energy.
Hotel. Hotel. We stayed at a nice hotel during our trip to Taipei. We stayed at a nice hotel during our trip to Taipei. Tidy. Tidy. Mom is happy with Ted because his room is tidy. Mom is happy with Ted because his room is tidy. Bring, 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 brought, brought. We're having a picnic on Saturday, so everyone can bring something to share. We're having a picnic on Saturday, so everyone can bring something to share. Climb, climb. Jasmine works out really hard because she hopes to climb Mount Everest one day. Jasmine works out really hard because she hopes to climb Mount Everest one day.